Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning on this seventh day of Christmas as we continue to rejoice at the mystery, the wonder, and the amazement of the Christ child coming into this world, God with us. Special welcome to those of you joining us from home, that because of the power of grace, we can be one community beyond borders. Let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning with our confession. Invite all those who are able to stand. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the Word made flesh, our life and our salvation. Amen. Trusting the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior, let us confess our sin. God of life, you promise good news of great joy for all people, and you call us to be messengers of your peace. We confess that too often we hoard our joy, our resources, and our security. We nurture conflict and build barriers. We neglect the needs of our neighbors and ignore the groaning of creation. Have mercy on us. Where we are self-centered, open our hearts. Where we are reluctant, give us courage. Where we are cynical, restore our trust. Renew us with your grace and give us again the hope of eternal life in you. Amen. Hear the good news. We are children of God and heirs of God's promises through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus, we are forgiven and redeemed. Sing with joy, for all the ends of the earth shall know the salvation of God. Amen. grace of our Savior Jesus Christ, Word made flesh, born of Mary, be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you wonderfully created the dignity of human nature, and yet more wonderfully restored it. In your mercy, let us share the divine life of the one who came to share our humanity, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading this morning is from the book of Isaiah, beginning in the 61st chapter. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second lesson this morning is from Galatians, the fourth chapter. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord. A pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many, and to be a sign that will be opposed so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When Mary and Joseph had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. On this, the seventh day of Christmas, you know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, as we prepare to turn the page on our calendars, or at least scroll through our calendar on our apps, I have to say that it's good to be together. It's good to be together, to ring in the whole new year. It's good to be together in worship with you, and also with those of you who are worshiping with us from home. It's good to be together. I also have a little rant, something I feel like I need to share. And no, it's not, why was the church so packed on Christmas Eve, and yet now today there's an abundance of elbow room in the pews? That's not my rant. After all, our collective prayers for peace on earth and goodwill to all are needed as much today as they are any other day. But even after well-attended services on Christmas Eve, I rarely ask myself, where is everybody? I know some people do. But I'm much more inclined toward actually celebrating with those who are here, those of you for whom regular worship is a discipline, a habit, a routine, something you do as you launch start another week. Truth be told, that is something that never ceases to amaze me, and I thank my parents for instilling that discipline in me. Now, trust me, I'll get to the rant, but first, a recap. A week ago, we gathered to celebrate the journey of Mary and Joseph to a stable in Bethlehem where Christ the Savior was born. The manger that held the baby Jesus and the story of our dear Savior's birth included a wide cast of characters, like shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night, and angels surrounded by the whole host of heaven singing praises to God on high. The birthplace of Jesus included both animals and barn animals and creatures and hay bales, and even, at least in most creches, gift-bearing wise men who came from the east to worship this newborn king, even though Luke doesn't bother mentioning them at all. But now to today, a week later, the gospel writer Luke has introduced some new characters to his readers and to us. This time the scene isn't in a stable, it's in a temple. We're told the time came for Mary and Joseph to bring the baby Jesus to do what was expected of them according to the law of Moses. And this is where we meet Simeon, a righteous and devout man who was looking forward to the consolation of Israel. And this is where Luke introduces the prophet Anna. The prophet Anna. That in itself is unusual. He introduces the prophet Anna, an 84-year-old widow who never leaves the temple but worships there day and night with fasting and prayer. Now, here's my little rant. So why aren't Simeon and Anna in the manger scene? Why aren't Elizabeth and Zechariah there, who in their advanced years bore a son named John? After all, we heard a whole lot about John, and we will hear more about him in the coming weeks. John played a key role. He was a significant player as a forerunner to Jesus. So why aren't they in the creche alongside all the others? The wise men are there. The angels there. Mary and Joseph are there. The baby Jesus is even there, thanks to Evelyn, who placed her there on Christmas Eve. But I've never once in all my years spotted a six-month-old baby John or Zechariah or Elizabeth or Simeon or Anna. Not once. And so that's my rant for today. And it makes me kind of sad, to tell you the truth. Because far too often, we neglect to see the significance and the contributions our elders make, not to mention the sacrifices they've made for us. Especially and particularly those people who played a key role in our own faith formation. Sunday school teachers and youth leaders, parents and grandparents. And yet in his birth narrative, Luke gives us examples of people who played a significant role in God's unfolding drama of salvation history. While Mary is lifted up as the far too young God-bearer, Elizabeth in her old age was chosen by God to fulfill the prophecy foretold by bringing John into the world. And while Joseph was a devout and righteous man in his own right, a devout and righteous Simeon had faithfully served in God's temple, patiently waiting for the consolation of Israel. Likewise, old Anna, widow Anna, in her advanced years, lived out her life in service to God. It's high time we acknowledge that men, women, and children, people of all ages, young and old alike, rich and poor, able-bodied and differently abled, all have much to offer when it comes to God's redemptive work in the world. Everyone has a part to play. So a second rant is, we should all be in the manger. Little figurines all over the manger. That is most certainly true for us. We are the characters in God's continued unfolding drama of salvation history. We are the ones to carry this message near and far. We are the ones who have something to offer. Our time, our talents, our treasures, not to mention gifts of wisdom, discernment, experience, which includes the lessons we've learned from the school of hard knocks. And I think we're all graduates of that school. Remember the angel Gabriel's message? With God, all things are possible. Or conversely, there is nothing that is impossible with God. And so as we launch into this new year, as we ring in 2024, and as the dawn of each day when the sun rises in the east comes upon us, with each and every breath we still have in us, I am confident that God has many plans in store for us, for you and for me, for all of us together. Plans to weather the seasons of our life together. Plans to worship God day and night. Plans to continue singing God's praises. plans to share in Christ's body given for you, and to share in the cup of salvation, the cup of the new covenant, Christ's blood poured out for you. Plans for us to pray for the church, the world, and for all people according to their need. Plans to go forth in peace and serve our neighbors in need. Plans that will continue to draw us together as a community bound together by the promises of old that God has made us God's children, and we are to share the light of Christ with the world. And someday, I hope and pray that we too will join Simeon in praising God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Thanks be to God. Amen." Please be seated. Trusting in God's good news of great joy for all people, we offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbors, and this world God so loves. You inspire faith in our hearts and call us to rejoice at the salvation you bring. Make our churches places of welcome and belonging for all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Your praise is sung throughout creation in all times and seasons. As the new year turns, ground us in your sustaining love. Keep us attentive to the rhythms of the cosmos and inspire us to live in harmony with all creatures, great and small. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give hope and stamina to leaders who work tirelessly for the sake of the most vulnerable among us. We pray especially for organizations working on behalf of children to provide for their basic needs and to protect them from abuse and neglect. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Sustain all people who, like Simeon and Anna, have been waiting for salvation and wholeness. We pray especially for those who suffer from addiction, cancer, chronic pain, or other debilitating illnesses. Today we remember before you Terry Chapp, Chuck Dietz, Dal and Gay Haverlin, Doug and Jody Martin, Morgan McCrory, Gretchen and Jeff Seamus, and David Zhou's extended family in China. For whom else do the people pray? For Peter and Luke. For all these we've named aloud, for those we hold in our hearts, and for those known only to you, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let this community of faith be a joyful and welcome place for all ages and all generations. Teach us to honor the wisdom of children, the inquisitiveness of youth, the thoughtfulness of adults, and the knowledge of elders. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for all the beloved who lived with expectation and departed this life in peace. Sustain us in joy until we join them around your throne. Provide comfort, O God, to all who grieve. Especially this day, we remember the family and friends of Mary Harwood and Dave Fitz. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Christ child be with you always. Let us share God's peace now with one another and remember to wave to the people worshiping with us from home. A few words of our life together, a couple of announcements. Want to remind you that there are no Together Tuesday activities this week. Our schedule returns to normal, however, next Sunday with worship at 8:30 and 11 and adult education in between. And Together Tuesday will resume on January 9th with a meal and music together, and children's choir and adult education. Something for all ages. So please make note of that. This week will be another quiet week around the church office. We'll be back in full steam by next week. However, there is an Epiphany party on Saturday for our children from Central United and Emmaus, a joint activity for the children to celebrate and learn more about the three wise men coming, bearing gifts to worship the newborn king. That party is this Saturday, Epiphany Day, January 6th, from 10 till 1 p.m. After the worship service, I invite any who want to take a poinsettia home and enjoy it in your homes, or stay for coffee and visit and chat with one another, greeting each other a joyful and happy new year. With those announcements, we'll continue with our offertory carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Let us pray. God of abundance, receive and bless these gifts we have offered. Join our hearts with the song of the angels and gather us at your table of celebration. Strengthen us to share with all the world of the world the abundance of your grace upon grace, poured out in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Amen. Invite all who are able to stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, born of Mary, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. We give you thanks, O God, for the precious gift of your Son, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. For distribution this morning, we'll invite you to come forward through the center aisle, receive the bread in the form of a wafer, and then intinct or dip it in the cup. The cup has red wine or white grape juice. We'll begin with the lectern side, and then Pastor Lori and I will switch sides, and then we'll do the pulpit side. This is Christ's meal, and it's Christ that bids you come. I invite all who are able to stand. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. God, our Redeemer, you have fed us at this table with gifts of grace, truth, and life. As you have gathered us in joy, so send us forth as messengers of your peace. Make us to shine with the good news of your glory, born to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now receive the benediction. God bless you and keep you. Jesus grant you grace and truth, and the Spirit send upon your hearts now and forever. Amen. Christ the Savior is born. Go in peace. Proclaim this good news. Thanks be to God.